Welcome to Viz City. I'm Lottie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going across town to the Maud Kearns Art Center. That show, actually there are two shows over there. The one in the big room is called Juxtaposed Sculpture and Installation. That features six artists. And then in the smaller room, it's called Multiples Times Three Collaborative Installation. That has three artists. Where'd you start out, Lottie?
I started out in the big rooms, and I would say one of my favorites is work by James O'Keefe, who's from Lincoln City. He has two carts. They look like very old peddler's carts, and they have old containers hanging all over them, and one of them is called Psychological Storage Unit. It has places for transient depression and other problems.
That was one of my favorites, too. I don't know what that says about us, Lottie.
Oh, yes, right. I left a note, and you could leave a note,
right,
and I did.
You could participate, right. And James also has another little cart, and that one is called Museum of Emptiness. I like that one, too. I don't know.
Me, too. I really like them, and they could be picked up and moved somewhere else, out on the street, for example.
Right. I think the draw there is it's sort of like you're peeking into someone's cupboards. You know, it's like, ooh, what's in here, and what's that mean, and reading all the titles, and the carts, the pieces themselves are just real funky. They're real worn out and like they've had a life of their own already.
Right, found objects.
Right.
And he refers to them as forgotten and overlooked.
Right, yeah. Well, there's actually some political statements in this show, too, which we don't see a lot of, which is kind of unbelievable. But I was drawn to the ones by, I guess it's Jarrett Van Ness.
Yes.
Out of Mount Vernon, Washington, and they're very simple. They draw you in. They're almost cartoonish, but they really have a message. I mean, it really sort of whacks you aside the head. You know, it's like, whoa, that's what that means.
Well, I think you may be referring to one called Campaign Trail, which sort of travels along with yellow boots and saddles.
Uh-huh. And then there was one, it was like a gumball machine, and it's like there were red, white, and blue gumballs in the machine. It's like, put your quarter in and get a color. You know, you could just go all sorts of places with it. But very understated, well-executed, sort of sleepers, you know,
right.
things that sort of sneak in on you.
Another one is called Liar Liar, and it has two big black pots with red and blue fingers pointing at each other.
Yes. Well, that's all in the big room, and Judd Turner, his were very fanciful assemblages of things, just all kinds of pieces and parts. They look like futuristic spaceships, but they'll be supported by clouds. You know, it's like a dirigible with clouds, and very fanciful, good imagination there. I enjoyed looking at those, too.
And there would be a cross-section where on top would be green trees and parks, and underneath are these little gears and knives and guns and other things.
Yes, all sorts of little things.
Yeah.
Well, so then in the smaller room there at Maud Kearns is a very curious show to me. It's called Multiples Times Three, a collaborative installation by three artists. I think I missed a lot of it. I mean, it was like a journal of 30 days each artist. They were all kind of doing different months, different projects. I found that one kind of complicated. I just sort of walked through and was mostly curious.
Well, it is definitely complicated. But they must have talked about it a lot because they did have common themes. There was one piece that was all based on circles. They'd all done 30 versions of a circle, flat on the wall, and then there were another 30 little sculptures. And the third one, each one had taken a month, as you say, and done something every day and stuck it into a little flat plastic bag. So one of them, for example, took the newspaper from each of those days, and she would do the crossword puzzle or circle something in the news, and so that was her version. And those three artists, by the way, are Pat Arrera, Tina Schrager, and Raka West, and they are all from Eugene, which they must be because they must have discussed this.
They must
a lot.
Have, yes. This one was pretty tightly formed prior, lots of ground rules.
Now, what we mustn't forget is that tonight at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 8:30, there is an artist discussion by two of these artists, Judd Turner, whom we have already spoken about, and Mike E. Walsh, who has a very elaborate installation, the name of which is Judging the Heart. And I would be inclined to let you judge how it goes.
Go over, take a look. That show runs through March 20 at the Maude Kearns Art Center. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Lottie Streisinger.